Okay, so we're in Rambam, Hilchos Tefillin, Mezuzah, and Sefer Torah, Perek Zion. So now we're going to start all the halachas regarding Sefer Torah. So we've completed Tefillin and Mezuzah. Now it's time to turn our attention to the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. And so much of this Perek will be dedicated to both explaining the nature of the mitzvah as well as the particular halachas that the sofer has to follow. Okay, so halacha aleph is mitzvah saseh, I'll call ish v'ish mi'Yisrael, lichtov sefer Torah la'atzma. So there is a mitzvah on every male from B'nai Yisrael to write a sefer Torah for himself. Okay, shenemar ve'ata kisvu lachem es hashira. Klomar, what does shira here mean? Kisvu lachem Torah, sheyesh ba shira zu, right? Lefish ein kosven es Torah parshios parshios. Right, so obviously what the Torah means when it says kisvu lachem es hashira, okay, it must be referring to the Torah itself, because as you'll see, it can't be referring to writing simply a piece of the Torah. There's no idea of just, as you'll see later on, there's no concept of writing one section of the Torah, or a parsha, or a shira. The afa pi shenichol avosav sefer Torah, right? And even if you inherit a sefer Torah, meaning if let's say your father had a sefer Torah that he wrote, mitzvah lichtov mishalo, you still have to write your own. Even that you start to write your own Sefer Torah. Vim kasu biyado, harehu ki'ilu kibla mahar Sinai. Now, if you write it with yourself, if you write it yourself, it's as if you accepted it from Har Sinai. However, vim ena yodea lichtov, acherim kosum lo. If you don't know how to write it, then others can write it for you. Okay? So, again, it doesn't mean you're not yotzei, right? But it means that there's a certain... It's an interesting question. What's the halachic category of Ki'ilu Kibla Mahar Sinai? Because what exactly is this Kabbalah referring to? Like, is it a halachic kiyum or not? But at the end of the day, it's definitely better if you write it on your own. V'chol magia Sefer Torah. Now, and if somebody who, corrects or proofreads the Sefer Torah, v'afilu os'acha, sarehu ki'ilu kasvo kulo. So if he's able to even proofread and correct and fix one area, one section of the Sefer Torah, it's as if he wrote the entire Sefer Torah himself. So when you start getting upset at people, of Balei Kriya who are very, you know, find mistakes in Sefer Torah, recognize that for them it's a kiyum, as if they wrote the entire Sefer Torah themselves. One other point I think I mentioned a while ago is that there is one position, the Shagas Aryeh, who maintains that today, there is no mitzvah d'oraisa anymore of writing a Sefer Torah. Rather, it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. The mitzvah d'oraisa is not able to be expressed today because we've lost some of the Mesorah, as you'll see when we start reading through the halachas, of what exactly is contained in the Sefer Torah. So, to put it a different way, the Sefer Torah that we have in our Arun HaKodesh is not the same Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu received or wrote at Har Sinai. Halacha, which also is not applicable today yet. Halacha Beis v'amelech, right? Mitzvah lov lichto sefer Torah echad la'atzma l'shem ha'melech yeser al sefer sheyelo kishihu hedyot. So the melech, the king, has an additional mitzvah of writing a sefer Torah. He has the regular one that he has to write on his own. And then he has an additional mitzvah that because he's a melech, he must write a sefer Torah. Because it says, shenemar v'ayah kishivto al kisei mamlachto v'chasav lo. And Torah makes it explicit. Umagino so mi sefer ha'azara api bezin hagadol. Zeshahaya lo kishu hedyo, manicho bez ginzov. Zeshakasov oshenichtov lo achashemalach, ye imotamin. So his own personal sefer Torah, he puts away in his home, okay, basically, like as if it won't be used. And then the second one, right, the one that he has when he's melech, must be with him constantly. Im yatsum v'chama sefer Torah imo, nichnas v'imo, yoshim v'nim v'imo. So that's an important halacha. The king must always have the Sefer Torah attached to him anywhere he goes. It's to battle, everywhere he walks, that Sefer Torah is attached to him constantly. And the idea is a basic concept, which is we are the very idea, notion of a king means a person who, in a sense, has an elevated status. There's a certain amount of power he has. So as a constant reminder of who he is, and that his power only comes from the Torah, he has the Sefer Torah with him constantly. Okay, halacha gemal, lo haya lo Sefer Torah, kodem shimloch. So let's say the melech didn't have a Sefer Torah of his own before he became king, meaning as a citizen, as a layman, he never wrote a Sefer Torah. Tzarev luchtov lo achar shemalach shnei sefer Torah. Right? So then he'd have to write two sefer Torah after he becomes king. Echa menicha beiz ginzov, v'ashin yeh imo tamid, lo yosar me'imo, ela b'layla b'vad. Because you can't base America, so base Kisa Lishan Amitasa. So you'd have to write two. One he puts in his old home. The second one, as you mentioned before, has to be with him constantly. But when does he, what do you call it? There are times where he wouldn't have the Sefer Torah with him. Okay? Nighttime. Okay? If he goes to the Shvitz, or if he goes to the bathroom, or when he goes to sleep. So those are times where the Sefer Torah wouldn't have to be attached to him. So really, it's obviously where either when he's awake, or he can't take it with him into an area that's not a Makom Shalkavu. Okay, now we switch over to some of the halachas of writing. So halacha dal, the Rambam says, Sefer Torah shekasuv b'lo sirtut. So if you remember, sirtut are those etched lines that exist, that if you look at a cloth carefully, you'll see are in the cloth itself. O shekasuv miksasu ala gvil, miksasu ala cloth. Right, you recall, those are two different, remember the gvil is that thicker, is the entire hide or skin, where the cloth is only one part of it. So if someone wrote a Sefer Torah, part of it on gvil and part of it on cloth, in both those situations, pasul. Ela okulo al gvil, okulo al cloth. Okay. The ketzad kosvin Sefer Torah, how do you write it? Okay. So kosev ksiva mitukenes noab yoser. So you have to write beautiful letters. I mean, it's just, that's what he says. It has to, in other words, as in comparison to tefillin and mezuzah, which doesn't mean that the letters shouldn't be nice, right? But at the same time, we know the mezuzah and the sefer and tefillin aren't going to be read. They have to be rolled in a way as if they would be read, and they have to be checked to make sure that they're all, what do you call it, letters are all clear, but they're not going to be read, practically speaking. Whereas the Sefer Torah is meant to be read. And that's another important point. You know, today, you know, our Sefer Torah, we have quote-unquote svarim today, meaning you go to someone's base medrash, there's gemaras and chumashim and this and that. But back in those days, the Sefer Torah, that was the essential thing of learning. Not just for people in shul and Shabbos, but for teaching in general. If every person wrote their own Sefer Torah, it wasn't something to write and then to put like in your closet. It was meant to be the Sefer that you learn from. So therefore the letters have to be beautiful, not just as a covet for Sefer Torah, but because you're going to be reading this. So as you'll see, a lot of the halachas reflect the fact that it has to be easy, has to be read in an easy manner. It can't be something where a person struggles. So yaniach ben kol teva v'teva. So what do you do? So yaniach ben kol teva v'teva, right? Kimale os katana. Okay, so you, between each word, you have the space of a small letter. Ubein os, right? Kimale chutasara. And between each letter, you have about the width of a hair. Okay, ubein shita v'shita, kimale shita. And between each line, the length of a line. Okay, that's an important thing. When we look at, especially when it comes to, when letters are attached, that's an easy thing to pick up on. But there has to be a certain amount of space between words, to the point where if the space is too small and the words, even if they're not touching, but if you looked at the words, it looks like one word, right? That could be a serious problem in a Sefer Torah, and I passed a few Sefer Torah because of that. The Orech Kol Shita V'Shita, so now how many letters, okay, should be on each line of a Sefer Torah? Shloshim osios. Okay, it should be 30 letters. Kedei lichtov l'mishpechosechem, 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 t'lasa zimni. So there should be enough space on each line to write 30 letters, which is the word l'mishpechosechem tripled. Okay? V'zeu rochev called daf adaf, and that is the width of each of the column. So if you were looking at a Sefer Torah, you should be able to count on average, okay, 30 letters on each line. Right, and you don't want the lines to be too small, because if the width of the lines is small, it looks like an igaris, which is like a letter, right? And you don't want it too long, because you don't want the person's eyes to start wandering as he's reading it. So the Rambam's saying 30 letters on average is the perfect width. If it's too small, then it's a psul insofar as the structure of the Sefer Torah. It starts looking like an igaris. And if it's too wide, so again, notice it's about reading it. If it's too wide, it's going to be a defect in how the person reads the Sefer Torah. So as you'll see this in Ma'akev in a second, if this is if it passes the Sefer Torah. But what the Rambam is basically talking about is that this is the average length of each line, 30 letters. So next time you get an Aliyah, you can go ahead and count and see how many letters there are on each line. So lachay, lo yumay taksav ibnei harevach shebein parsha la parsha. Okay, so a person should what do you call it? Make sure there's a space. You shouldn't make the space too small between each section. Nizdam lo teva, which means like a parsha. Nizdam lo teva bas chamish osios. Okay. Now let's say he's running out of room on a what do you call it? On a line. Okay. And so let's say he realizes, and this is a tricky thing that Sofrim do. You realize he's running out of room. Okay. And he has five letters left. Okay. Lo yichtov shtayim besoch hadaf v'sholosh chutz ladaf. So you shouldn't write, let's say it's a five-letter word. You shouldn't write two within the column, meaning, again, let's say the column is 30 letters, right? And let's say on the column below is 30 letters, right? And now he's in the third column, okay? Now he realizes that he's going to run out of space, right? So he shouldn't put the last two letters, right? There's five letters. So, the first two of the five at the end of the column, v'sholosh chutz ladaf, and then the three going past the column. So now if you looked at it, you would see three letters poking out of the column. Ela kosev sholosh betoch hadaf. Rather, he'd write three letters within the column. Ushtayim chutz ladaf. So if you looked at it and he ran out of room, you would see only two letters poking beyond the 30-letter width of the column. Lo nisham in ashita kedei lichtov sholosh osios. Right? Let's say he only has three letters, or let's say there's only three letters width left at the end of the line. Okay? He's written 27. Right, and now there's only room for three, and the word's more than that. So what does he do? He leaves that part empty, okay, and then starts the next word right on the line below it, meaning what he called. So that's the barometer. If there's three letters remaining, right, meaning there's only space for three letters, and the word is going to be more than that, he should write it on the next line. Halacha vav, nizdam lo teva bas shtei otios, okay. Lo yisrakena bein adapin, right? Eli yachshil tchilas hashita, right? So if all he has left is a word that has two letters, okay, that's all he has left, okay? He shouldn't put it between the columns. Rather, he should start it from the beginning of the next line, right? Nizdan lo betzoch hashita teva bas eser osios o pachos o yeser. Okay, now let's say in the middle of the line he has a word that is approximately 10 letters, right? Maybe a little less, maybe a little more. And he knows he won't be able to fit this long word on the column. If you could write half of it within the column and half outside the column, it's okay. And if not, he leaves that area empty and he begins at the beginning of the next line. What you notice is a consistency here in the Rambam is that the idea is you want the columns to appear consistent. At the same time, we recognize that it's very difficult, if not impossible, for Sofer to manage it to be perfect every single time. So he's just trying to figure out a way, based on halacha, to keep a certain aesthetic appearance, right, a consistency appearance, while at the same time managing the challenges that Sofer is going to have and making sure enough words fit on the line. Okay, halacha zayin, u'meniach ben kol chumash v'chumash. Okay, now this is between the five books of Moses, Chamisha Chumshei Torah. So between Sefer Bereishis and Sefer Shmos, you leave arba shitin pnuyos. Okay, you leave four empty lines, right? Below ksiva, lo pachos v'lo yeser. Okay, so how would you know when you've ended Bereishis and began Shmos? You'll see four empty lines. That is your barometer. V'yasko l'chumash mitchilas shitos hachamishis. And you begin, let's say Sefer Shmos, right, from the first, what do you call it, from the fifth, in other words, beginning of that fifth line. So you finish Sefer Bereishis, four empty lines, then Ve'eila starts, right, by the fifth line. Ukushi Yigmar is the Torah. Now, when you're finishing the Torah, meaning in Parsha Zosa Bracha, at the end, Tzarech Shi Yigmar Be'emsa Shita Shebesof Adaf. So you must finish, right, the writing the Sefer Torah. The final words should end right in the middle of the column, okay? Ve'im Nishar Min Hadaf, what do you call it? In the middle of the line, that's the end of the column. Then nisha min adav shitin harbe. Okay, and if there's a lot of room at the end of the daf, mikatzer ve'ola maslam betchilas sashita shebesof adaf lo yigmar sashita. And but if let's say remaining in the column are a lot of lines, right? So what do? You're mikatzer, you shorten it, right? And then you begin from the beginning of the shita. That's the end of the column. Lo yigmar sashita. Right, and that's the key. You have to make sure that le'enei chol Yisrael, okay, ends in the middle of the in the middle shita, right, at the end of the column. That's the goal. So if you look at our Sefer Torah, That's what you'll see inside. Okay, at the end of Zoser Bracha. Halacha Ches, Vizar Beosios, now we know this already. Vizar Beosios HaKadolos, of Osios HaKatanos, of Osios HaNekudos, of Osios HaMashunos, Kagona Pain Halafufos, the Osios HaAkumos. Okay, so we have to be careful. If you look at a Sefer Torah, you'll see that there are times where there are bigger letters, okay, and small letters. There are times where a letter will, which we have a Mesorah for, where a letter will appear a lot bigger than normal, and the times where a letter will appear small and normal, and there's certain letters that have dots on the top of them. All these things, right, we need to be careful about, right? Kemoshe tiku aso from ishma pi ish. And the Rambam's emphasizing, this is a Mesorah. It's a Mesorah that we had ishma pi ish. So part of the Mesorah isn't just writing beautiful letters, but it's also making sure that the letters that, for instance, have dots on top of them, continue to have dots on top of them in the Sefer Torah. And not only that, we'll also be Zar B'takin, right? Over Minyanyan. So as we know, those Takin, those little crowns, the Zion things that are on top of the letters, we have to be careful of as well, including the number. Yesh O Sheish Aleha Tag Echad, V'yesh O Sheish Aleha Shiva, V'chol Takin Kisura Zainin, Hein Dakin Chut Asara. The good news is he's not going to go through all the letters in the Sefer Torah that require Takin. Okay, Halacha Tes. Now, all the things he just said, Kol Dvar Ma'ilu, Lo Nemru El Mitzam in a Muvhar. So everything he's talked about, and so far as the aesthetic qualities, and for instance, the dots on top of the letters, all these things, those are mitzvah min ha-muvchar, okay? These are, what do you call it, the ideal. Vim shina b'tikun zeh, o shelo diktek b'tagin, and if he didn't, he didn't do it this manner, right? Or for instance, he wasn't medakdek in the tagin, because of kol osios kitikunon, okay? O shekar v'sashitin, or echikan, or harichan, or katsran. So let's say he wrote, as long as he wrote all the letters correctly, but let's say the columns were not even, or they were shorter, 30, etc. All these things he didn't do. As long as hol v'lo hidbikan os b'os, as long as he didn't attach letters to each other, v'lo chiser v'lo hoser, okay, v'lo hifsit suras os achas, and he didn't add or subtract any letters, and the letters were all clear. He didn't destroy the shape of any letter. V'lo shina psuchos estumos, right? He didn't change any of the psuchos and stumos. Haritza Sefer Kasher. So everything he said from Halacha, what I think was like Dala till now, are all basically ideal, the L'chatchila, okay? But it doesn't mean you're not Yotzei. So if you found a Sefer Torah, and there are some, I've seen, for instance, that don't have the dots on top of some of the letters, you're still Yotzei, right? The key things are you can't have, the letters have to be clear. They have to look like, an Aleph has to look like an Aleph, right? You can't attach letters to each other, okay? What do you call it? And you have to make sure you have the right number of letters inside the Sefer Torah. So those are the important things. Those are the key things to have. Okay. Halacha Yud. Okay. Now, Yesh Dvar Macherim. Now, there are other things, Shalom Ne'emru B'Gemara, that are not written in the Gemara. However, V'Nagu Bahem HaSofrim. V'Kabbalah Hu B'Yodam Ish V'Pi Ish. It's an amazing thing, the power that Sofrim have, that there are things that practices that they developed on their own, okay, that is a Kabbalah by Sofrim, okay? But that's not brought down in the Gemara, okay? V'hein sheyu minyan ashitin shebechol daf lo pachos mishona shmona v'arbayim lo yeser al shisha. So as a general policy, Sofrim agreed that the amount of lines, okay, per column never be less than 48 or more than 60. Now, again, these practices are good because they help standardize how Sefer Torah are written. So it's good that you have a basic standard for how Sefer Torah done. V'shiyah revach p'shebein parsha parsha k'mo teisha osios asher asher asher. And that the space between each section be approximately 9 letters, which is asher tripled. V'shiyah v'rosh hashitin l'mala m'shir asiyam haba'im v'yabasha hashem min v'shiyam hashem meis b'mitzrayim chamesh shitin. Okay, so when it comes to shir asiyam, which is az yashir, so at the beginning of each line, okay, there were these 5 words, okay? B'yabasha, the Shem Hashem, Meis, Mitzrayim, Habayim, Yabasha, the Shem Hashem, Meis, and Mitzrayim. Ulamata min Ashira, and at the below Shira Sayam, Chamesh Shitin, there'd be 5 lines. Tchilas kol shitim henkach, vatikach, achareas sus v'yatsu v'yavo, v'yitze v'yavo. So basically, there were, if you remember, for those who've seen inside of Sefer Torah, Oz Yashir is written differently, okay? It's written in a different form, a triplicate form. So, and if you notice in the Sefer Torah, forget the way we do it today, but in other words, there's the regular lines, right? And then there's the way Az Yashir is written, and there's regular lines. The Rambam says the minhag was that the five lines before Az Yashir and the five lines after Az Yashir had specific words at the front at the beginning of each line. And now, what about Shiras Azinu? V'yeh Baroshe, because that's also written in a different way. That's written where in a double form, right? V'yeh Baroshe Shitin Lamala M'Shiras Azinu, right? Va'ida Acharei Haderech Ba'Acharei Slachiso Kahal She Shitin. So the six lines before Hazinu, right? The beginning of each line should have these words: Va'ida Acharei, etc. L'matim Enu Chamei Shitin Va'evol Daber Asher Hazas Asher. And then the five lines after, right, should also have at the beginning of each line these words. So one of the misoras that the Sofrim developed was specifically related to the two Shiras, which, because they were written differently, the way they're written is much different than anything else in the Torah, a certain standardization emerged of having the lines before and after have specific words in front. Okay, halach yidaf. Again, the chol dvar ma'ilu, all these things he just mentioned in this previous halacha, so you don't have to necessarily do this. So if Sofrim didn't write these five lines with each these specific words in the front of each line, you still yotze. Which we know, but if you write a male chaser a chaser male, for instance, the word bechor was with a vav and you wrote it without a vav, okay? O shekasa mila shehi. Kri uksav kriyasa kagon shakasa yishkavena b'makom yishkalena uvatchar b'makom uva afolam kriyotze behen. Or if you messed up a kriyachsib. Now, for instance, in the Torah, in Parshas Kisavo, which is what he's referring to here, when you read the klalos, there are two words in the section of klalos that in the Sefer Torah are written as yishgalena, right? But you read yishkavena. However, if a sofer wrote yishkavena in the Torah, okay, then that would be a problem. So kriyachsiv here means that there's and this happens in Navi all the time, not as often in Torah, but there's a word that's written and then you read it differently. So if a sofer messes that up, that's a psul. Or o shakasa parsha psucha stuma stuma psucha. Or for instance, if you mess up the spacing between sections, right? So there's in the middle beginning and then there's the beginning of the line section. O shakasa vashira kishar ksav. Or if you wrote Shira Sayam or Shira Sazinu like other sections of the Sefer Torah. Oshakasa Parsha Achas Kshira, okay? Hareza Puzzle, right? Now, let's say you wrote one section on its own, okay? That would also be a problem. You can't write a Sefer Torah separately. I can't write as you'll soon see, I can't write Sefer Bracious on its own, okay? And then that would not be considered, obviously, Kasha. Hareza Apostle. Ve'emil Kedusha Sefer Torah. That would not have Kedusha Sefer Torah, Klal, Ela Kuchumash Mina Chumashin, Shemalamda Ba'atinokos. Rather, what status does this have? It has a status of being a Chumash that I would be able to teach kids. So if you wrote it as, by Parsha, so then it does not have Kedusha Sefer Torah and it could be used as a Sefer to teach children. All right, let's stop here and we'll pick this up tomorrow.